Plaintiff versus defendant. Plaintiff brings a slander action against defendant. He claims that defendant defamed him by telling a large audience. Plaintiff is a crooked, a liar, and has tiny little hands. Plaintiff calls audience member to testify. Were you in the audience at the Civic Center the night that defendant spoke? Yes, I was. Do you recall whether defendant said anything about plaintiff? Objection, hearsay. Here's what the answer would be. Yes, he said that plaintiff was crooked, that he was a liar, and that he had tiny little hands. The judge should. Those are your choices. Okay, I'm going to cut it off now. The answer is A. Overrule the objection because it's not being offered for its truth. Obviously, the plaintiff is not offering the statement to prove that, in fact, he is crooked, a liar, and has tiny little hands. He is offering it simply to say that this was the statement that the defendant made that was defamatory, that was untrue. So it's not being offered for its truth. Therefore, it is not hearsay. Objection should be overruled. Defendant calls the victim to testify. Did you have any business dealings with plaintiff in the past 5 years? Yes. Plaintiff contacted me and asked me to invest in a real estate deal. Did you invest? I did. I invested $400,000. What happened? I lost all $400,000. Why? Objection. Impermissible character evidence. Hearsay. Answer would be, because plaintiff lied about pretty much every element of the deal, about the financing, about tenants he had already lined up, about environmental issues, about zoning issues, all lies. We've got two objections, impermissible character evidence, hearsay, and the judge should overrule the objection, sustain it on hearsay grounds, sustain it on character evidence grounds, or sustain it on both grounds.